Commercial media outfits are rushing to bulk up. Warner Media, creator of Game of Thrones, Harry Potter and other hits, has announced plans to merge with Discovery. France's largest and third largest channels, TF1 and M6, will also try to merge to provide une réponse française to the Americans. The BBC has teamed up with ITV, Britain's biggest commercial broadcaster, to run BritBox, an international streaming service with 2.6 million subscribers. It is a minnow. No big streamer does news, an area where the BBC remains strong. Last year, 70% of Britons with internet access said they had absorbed its reports in one medium or another during the past week, according to the Reuters Institute at Oxford University. Among 18 to 24-year-olds, the figure was 51%. This represents a drop since 2015, when 79% of all adults and 68% of young people tuned in. But the BBC remains, undoubtedly and by a massive margin, the main source of news in Britain, says Rasmus Nielsen of the Reuters Institute. The corporation is at least stronger than other national broadcasters, which have seen similar declines in reach. Fully 86% of Britons say they are satisfied with their public service media, versus between 50 and 61% of French, German, Spanish and Italian viewers. For all his complaining about the BBC, Boris is intelligent enough to see that shutting it down would backfire, says one senior Tory. The elderly, who make up the core of the Conservative vote, remain BBC addicts, and Mr. Johnson's healthy poll ratings mean he owes no favours to Mr. Murdoch, who has long lobbied for the corporation to be trimmed. Still, as the variety of entertainment from streamers grows, a compulsory levy to fund comedy, drama and the like looks odd. In the age of linear viewing, public service broadcasters had to combine news with light affairs to get people to tune in. The on-demand era has decoupled the two, making it harder to argue that everyone should pay for Strictly Come Dancing. Expect a smaller, newsier BBC in future, and direct the blame or credit not to Westminster, but to Hollywood.